This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
Sarah Hugh and Doc 2 on FUBAR Radio.
Yes, that time of the week again. Sarah Hugh and Doc 2 going to be we're going to be locked here with you for the next 2 hours, and tons of stuff coming up on the show. Sarah Love, how have you been? You've had so much amazing stuff going on this week. Yeah. Killer. Oh, it's amazing. Can't wait to find out more about that. Doc Brown, now that was a really, really big shoot. You were on a massive thing the other day, weren't you? Yep. Uh-huh. No way. He said that. That is crazy. All right, we definitely got to find out more about that coming up on the Doc's away. Sarah's away. That's right. It's Hugh and Hugh 2 on FUBAR today. Doc is away. He's got he's away on some very, very important business. I think he's shopping for shoes in Watford. And Sarah is unwell, which is a real shame. But so she's a last minute pull out, unfortunately. So I'm going to be with you today. And what I'm going to do is I've pulled up some of our favorite interviews that we've had over the last 9 months of the show. Like cool Keith Faramonch, Scorpio. And some other cool stuff as well, which I'm going to be playing for you during the show. Now, very, very important. We've got a huge announcement for you coming up at just after 5 p.m. today. It's massive. That's all I can say. It's absolutely massive. It's going to rock the show. It's going to change the show. It's going to be great, but it's a big announcement. Make sure you don't go anywhere. I want to tell you all about that. I'm going to have all the usual goodness, of course. Are you taking the piss? I've got some special guests going to be joining us on the show as well. But not going to be doing rap about anything because Doc isn't here. And even if Doc was here, we wouldn't do it today because we need the end of the show for something very, very special, which is directly to do with the announcement after 5 p.m. So make sure you don't go anywhere. It's going to be huge. Coming up next, we need to talk about this because T.I., whether you like his music or not, he's done something really, really dickish. Definitely going to make you say, oh, no, they didn't. It's right after Roots Maneuver on FUBAR. Sarah Hugh and Doc 2. Doc and Sarah away. Hugh with ya.
Here we go again. Running to me when you find out you got no friends. I'm sick of your pretense. I pose up on my say a big dog upon your race. That's a lie. Hey.
It's funny how life comes and scolds a dude. Certain people don't wanna learn, but it shows a dude. And those blokes never used to go to school. Now they wanna come and push up with some playground moves. And a grown man should put down those childish things and let the knowledge of oneself resonate within. But something in his life isn't right with him. He's caught up in a hype and it bites within. And I hear say he's closer to the pipe and ting. There ain't no business on my own and that's his private thing. And these days I really can't be tied with him. Back in the days we used to raise, we used to blaze the wing. That was then, now is now, we flex a little different. We're more significant, we're more eloquent, we're more relevant. Hips an element, set for the betterment. And now we're telling
them. Here we go again. Running to me when you find out you got no friends. I'm sick of your pretense. I pose up your mind, say you're big dog upon your race. That's a lie.
I told the boy that it's best that he knows himself. Take time with his study and he grows himself. Be aware of the mimicry of prankster life. It's truly through on the road that lead a gangster life. Best we motivate and give thanks for life. or wind up paying at a costly price. Meager minds are quick to be hypnotized, fighting for monetary crumbs and a feeble prize. Judge and blessed we are, don't keep up with a small mind, stress when all par with the paranoid, putrid debaters, long live hatreds, shut to the matrix, blind to the sacred nature of the sufferer, to reinvent and heal thyself with the wealth and the know-how, power to pursue, shall get through. Rebel know the hurt now, rebel know truth.
Here we go again, running to me when you find out you got no friend. I'm sick of your pretense. I pose up my mind, sell your big dog upon your end. That's a lie.
Here we go again. Apparently going to be doing a few shows, select shows around November. We'll keep you posted when you know when we know more about that. You're on FUBAR. Sarah Hugh and Doc 2. Doc and Sarah both away today, so just Hugh flying solo with you. But heaps of stuff happening in the world.
Well, oh my God, like no, they didn't.
Of course, each week we do know they did. And something, some famous person has done just to literally make you scratch your head and go, what the fuck? It's always someone. It's usually Kanye or a Kardashian, or they're all one and the same, aren't they? But today, we are focusing on T.I., rapper T.I. Now, he was in recently did an interview with the very famous DJ Wu Kid, and they were talking about Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton. And pretty curious. Check it out. This is T.I.'s thoughts on why he would not vote for Hillary Clinton.
Speaking of, there is a but.
I can't cast no vote for him.
You going for Hillary Clinton? You know that's a big vagina to put in the office.
I can't vote for, not to be sexist, but I can't vote for the leader of the free world to be a woman.
The vagina.
Just because there are every other position that exists, I think a woman could do well. Every other position. But the president, it's kind of like... I just know that women make rash decisions emotionally, and later they make very permanent, like cemented decisions.
See ya.
And then later it's kind of like it didn't happen, or they didn't mean for it to happen. And I sure would hate to just set off a nuke.
That's what I'm saying.
Because a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. See ya.
Oh my God. You know what I mean?
And another thing, leaders of other nations, I don't think they could fuck with women. Mm-hmm. They got to deal with a woman.
They ain't going to be able to negotiate.
They're already
the right
sexist as it is.
Foreign policies. The world ain't ready yet.
I don't know about that.
Pretty wild stuff. But first thing first that I noticed when I listened to that T.I. in the interview with DJ Wu Kid is that he says, now, I'm not sexist, but, right, you can't do shit like that. You can't just go, look, hey, I don't mean any offense, but you're a fucking idiot and I hate you and you've got a dumb face. But no offense, all right? She doesn't work like that. She does not work like that. Unbelievable. He's been getting, obviously, a lot of flack, and some of the comments were put up on his on Twitter and Instagram stuff, and he's just been getting slammed. He's had to do some apologies because he's even got people like Oprah Winfrey now who's been, she's piped into the conversation saying, honey child, you hush your mouth. In fact, she says she doesn't even buy it. She reckons she doesn't think it's true. She thinks it's that dumb and that sexist that she thinks he was just sort of talking the talk. The only person in my mind that I thought could give a really just, fair, intelligent comment on this entire thing was Pete from Pimlico.
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
That's right. Well, the first thing I like to say is I agree everything with what he said.
Boo. Boo, Pete from Pimlico.
Yeah,
I know.
It's not sexist. It's not sexist, is it? It's factist.
Factist?
You know, if you get in the wrong time of the year, you know, the wrong time of the month, they might press, she could press the button, innit?
Well, Gina, let me tell you this, Pete from Pimlico. If you're obviously referring to menstruating cycles, apparently men have their own emotional ones quarterly. So how can we trust a man to do that as well?
I get that.
We have our own emotional cycles that we go through.
Yeah, I know, but we can control it better, innit? We control it better. You know, we realise.
Are you saying all this stuff really, really quietly while your partner's in the next room? You are going to get
either
word,
blood, but men handle it by men will handle it by having a drink, innit, blood?
Wow.
But, you know, women are good at some things, like, you know, but not running the world, innit? They're good at untangling things, innit?
Well, I don't agree with that at all.
They are good at untangling,
man, of course they are. Of course, if anything, I think they probably have more
rubbish,
isn't
it? You give us a ball of wool untangled, it'll be more tangled when they get it back, innit?
Wow.
You see? Factist. Not sexist. We're all different, innit, blood? We all got different skills.
Wow.
You know, I know it's not political correct, is it, to say it? But you look in the animal world and, you know, there's no political correctness. The men go out hunting and the women, like, you know, nurture and do all the washing up and stuff.
Yeah, maybe like thousands of years ago. I mean, if we're talking about humans, you know, that is a long, long time ago. And I think it's been, it's still, like, obviously with a lot of, you know, issues with women, you know, not having equal rights in the workforce is still something that's a struggle today. But I think that there's absolutely nothing, you know, there's nothing that women can't do, you know, intellectually.
I know, but look at all the poor men that have nothing, innit? The poor men is there. They walk in the streets because there's a woman who's took the job, innit?
Whoa!
Yeah, look at all the suicides of young men because they can't go to work because the woman's in there being all high-powered till she's 35, and then she goes, I'll have a kid now, and then come on maternity for 2 years, innit?
The bloke's
hanged himself by the time it's his chance to get a job, or he's 50, innit? And then he's all washed up and finished.
Well, what about this? What about women have been struggling in the workforce for hundreds of years, and they didn't do that. All they did was slowly fight for their rights, and now that they've got those equal rights, men are hanging themselves, according to you.
Yeah, the men are hanging themselves, isn't it?
Yeah, mate, I think if women are in power, they deserve to be there, and that's just, it's nothing to do with men or women. It's about to do with who's right for the job.
Who is right for the job, innit? Yeah, but every silver lining has a cloud, innit, blood? And so, but Hillary Clinton, I don't know, I mean, what's she going to do? Say Bill comes back one night and she finds, like, a cigar on him with lipstick on it.
A meat cigar.
And what's she going to take it out on somebody? Is she going to take it out on North Korea or something? I mean, well, anyway, the woman, I don't know about that woman anyway, you know, Hillary Clinton, a bit dodgy, isn't it? Making stuff up, you know, hiding her emails. She's a bit dodgy, isn't it? Well, what do you think, brother, about her?
I don't think, for starters, I don't follow American politics too much myself. It just doesn't really interest me.
It confuses me, innit? But remember Margaret Thatcher?
Yeah.
Now, that is different because she was like a sheep in lamb's clothing, innit? She was like a man in a woman's clothing, but she, you know, she was also, she was a, well, a strange woman.
Mm. Yeah, well, this is very
powerful.
True.
I mean, powerful.
There's already a lot of women running countries around the world, and I think it's nothing to do with that. What I think is crazy about this is, you know, T.I.'s comments are you know, insanely inappropriate, in my opinion. You know, and for starters, he doesn't think a woman could run the country. Couldn't run
America.
Yeah,
there's already
been women that run the country, like you said, Margaret Thatcher or Julie Gillard in Australia. There's also other, you know, European countries that have female leaders.
Yeah, what's her name? Angela Merkel.
Mm.
She runs. She's basically the Empress of Europe, isn't it, Blood?
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't know if she's any good, but
what do you know, what do you
it's
think?
It's all falling apart, isn't it? It's all falling apart, Europe.
Well, let's try to get some balance out of this. T.I. thinks that a woman can't run a country. Why don't we flip this the other way and see what do you think, Pete from Pimlico? Are some things that women can do that men can't?
Well, like I said, tangling.
Tangling?
Nurturing, isn't it, Blood? A man can't really nurture properly, you know, the
really?
Children, innit? knitting, yeah, I'm knitting.
Wow.
Wiping up things. washing up the dishes. You know, the only button that Hillary Clinton should have a finger on is the dishwasher button.
Wow.
Because if a man gets near the dishwasher, he's putting the wrong program on, innit, Blood, and he's ruined the plates when they come out. They've all got their transfers taken off them. Because they put them at intensive, innit?
Why have I got a feeling that you're not given much responsibility in your household?
Yeah, you're right there, Blood. I'm under, you know, I'm ruled by a rod of iron.
Yeah, are you really?
When she's out and about, that's when I put the full bar on, innit? I chill out. When she gets back, I go to the pub, innit? Yeah, Blood, that's what it's all about, is keeping the distances.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. Hey, well, we'd love to hear from your guys' opinion. You know, let's flip this on a bit of a positive vibe. You know, what's some things that women can do that men definitely can't? If, you know, T.I.'s a dickhead for saying that he thinks a woman can't run America. I think that's just crazy. You know, it wasn't even that long ago that people were saying a black man can't run America. And look at Obama's done, you know, a very, very good job, in my opinion. You know, obviously it's been tough and there's been controversial times here and there, but he's done overall an amazing job. So what about this? Let's flip it like this. Tweet us at FUBAR Radio or email SHD at FUBAR Radio. radio.com and let us know what are some things that women can do that men definitely can't, and let's just do this, if anything else, just to basically stick it up T.I. for being a dickhead. What do you think, Pete from Pimlico? Well, we know what you think. You're a fucking caveman.
I don't know, but I mean, it's a tough one, you know. The man, I mean, how's Obama? I mean, I'm not saying a black man, of course a black man can run things, but Obama isn't any proof of that, is he?
Why?
Well, I don't think he's done a very good job, innit?
I think he's done better than the majority of
the
world.
The race riots, you should help the black man more, you know what I mean? You should help them more.
Mm. Yeah. Well,
they're all getting killed by the cops, huh?
Yeah. Fair.
And then
there's
big riot. Well, see, he's there. And now they're all like, well, because he knows he can't get in again, innit? So what's the matter?
Yeah.
He's looking at the next stage.
Yeah.
Climbing
Obama.
The corporate ladder, innit?
All right, well, let's find out some things that women can do that
let's
men
can't. Let's
find
out, man.
Good on you, Pete from Pimlico. You're a gem.
See you soon, man.
You're a ledge, mate. We'll talk to you very, very shortly. Here's some Wu-Tang. You're on FUBAR. Get your tweets and your emails in.
Smoking Joe Frazier, the Hellraiser, raising hell with the flavor. Terrorize the jam like troops in Pakistan. Swinging through your town like your neighborhood Spider-Man. So all tick-tock and keep ticking. Well, I get you flipping off the shit I'm kicking. The Lone Ranger, co-ed, danger. Deep in the dark with the art to rip the charts apart. The vandal, too hot to handle your battle. You're saying goodbye like Devin Campbell. Roughneck, Inspector Dex on the set. The rebel, I make more noise than heavy metal.
The way I make the crowd go wild. Sit back, relax. Won't smile. Ray got it going on, pal. Call me the rap assassinator. Rhymes rugged and built like Schwarzenegger. And I'ma get mad deep like a threat. Blow up your project, then take all your assets. Cause I came to shake the frame in half with the thoughts that bomb like math. So if you wanna try to flip, yo, flip on the next man. Cause I grab the clip and hit you with 16 shots and more I got. Going to war with the melting pot.
It's the Method Man for short, Mr. Map. Move it on your left. And set it off, get it off, let it off like a gat. I wanna break food, cop me back. Small change, they putting shame in the game. I take game and blow the out the frame. And like fame, my style will live forever.
crossing over, but they don't know no better. But I do. True, can I get a sue? Not respect due to the 1-6. Ooh, I mean, oh, yo, check out the flow like the Hudson or PCP when I'm dusting. So, because I'm hot like sauce, the smoke from the lyrical blood make me.
What? Grab my nut, get screwed.
Ow!
Here comes my Shaolin style. True, B-A-B-B-Y-U. To my crew with the.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on, baby, baby, come on. Baby, come on, baby, baby, come on.
Yo, you best protect your neck.
First things first, man, you f*** with the worst. I'll be sticking pins in your head like a f*** nurse. I'll attack any n- who's slack in this mat. Come fully packed with the fat bucket stack. Same on you when you step through.
Two,
the old dirty bastard, straight from the Brooklyn Zoo. And I'll be damned if I let any man come to my center. You enter the winter, straight up and down that shit. Cam, you can't slam, don't let me get fool on the man. The old dirty bastard is dirty and stinking. Ace on your nigga rolling with the knife of the creeps. We rolling with a stash, ain't saying gas. Bite my style, I bite your motherfucker.
Out loud, my style is wild, so book me. Not long is how long that this rhyme took me. Ejecting styles from my lethal weapon. My pen that rocks from here to Oregon. Here's more again, catch it like a psycho flashback. I love gats, rap was a gun, you wouldn't bust back. I come with shit, all types of shapes and sounds. And wherever I lounge is my stomping grounds. I give an order to my peeps across the water to go and snatch up props all around the border and get far like a shooting star. The shoe I'm off is living the life of Pablo Escobar. Point blank as I kick the square biz. There it is, your fucking pros and there it goes.
Yo, chill with the feedback block, we don't need that. It's 10 o'clock, ho, where the f*** you see that? Feeling mad hostile, ran out apostle. Throwing like Christ when I speaks the gospel. Stroll with the holy robe, then attack the globe with the buckets. Style the ruckus. 10 times 10 men committing mass sin. Turn the other cheek and I'll break your f***ing chin. Slaying boom bangs like African drums.
LB.
Coming around the mountain when I come. Crazy flamboyant for the rap enjoyment. My clan increased like black unemployment. Yeah, another one dare. Took a genius, take us the f*** out of here.
The woo is too slamming for these coke killer labels. So ain't had hit since I seen Aunt Mabel. Be doing all the sin like Cain did Abel. Now they money's getting stuck to the gum under the table. That's what you get when you misuse what I invent. Your empire falls and you lose every cent. But trying to blow up a scrub, now that thought is just as bright as a 20 watt light bulb. Should've pumped it when I rocked it. So stingy, they got short arms and deep pockets. This goes on in some companies with majors that scared to death to pump these. First of all, who's your A&R? A mountain climber who plays an electric guitar. But he don't know the meaning of dope when he's looking for a suit and tie rap that's cleaner than a bar soap. And I'm the dirtiest thing in sight. Matter of fact, bring out the girls and let's have a mud fight.
That's woo.
The best protect your neck. The best protect your neck.
Protect your neck. You're on FUBAR. Sarah Hugh and Doc 2. Doc and both Sarah are away today, which is unusual. It's been hard to get all of us here, but definitely at least two of us. That's right, it's just me and you guys today. So, yeah, make sure you get all your tweets in at FUBAR Radio. Email shd at fubarradio.com and jump in on the conversations. What we're talking about right now is T.I. He was on doing a radio interview with DJ Woo Kid recently and said that the reason he would not vote for Hillary Clinton is because she's a woman. Right, and he doesn't think that a woman has enough emotional stability to, amongst other things, to be able to run a country properly, which is pretty goddamn wild. So, for just to basically stick it up T.I. for being a complete dickhead, what we're doing right now is we're talking about things that women can do that men definitely can't. Now, this is just in my perfect personal experience. Men can't remember birthdays. I have not been able to remember a birthday. The only time I've ever had periods of remembering everyone in my family's birthdays has been when I've been in a relationship with someone who's gone, hey, by the way, so there's that. What else can, we've got tons of stuff coming through as well. People tweeting in things that, that women can do that men can't. Another one I reckon is, watch the movie Bridesmaids. I haven't found any men that can do that. Women can definitely do that. Carly in Fulham, she has tweeted at FUBAR Radio saying, women can look good in a leotard, and men definitely can't. This is true. Because I was thinking that before, one thing that was going through my mind was, you know, like, say, wearing high heels or stuff like that. But I was like, no, but then there's cross-dressers and some, you know, transvestite stuff do look amazing, so it's a bit of a tough one. But, yeah, I'm going to go with leotard. Yeah, I'm with you on that one, Carly, for sure. Steve in Carshalton? Carshalton. I can say that. Carshalton. Stephen Carshalton. He has tweeted us saying women can look cute eating jelly or angel delight. Men definitely look like idiots eating it. Yeah. Yeah, I'm with that. Why not? Another one from Forrest and Durham saying, hey, Huey, sounding good. Oh, thanks, babe. You're writing good. I like your writing. If I'm sounding, I like your writing. She says, I think women are able to breastfeed and lactate. I don't see men being able to take over that one. Yeah, I've actually heard of stories of men trying to breastfeed things, and it has actually worked. Apparently, men can produce some form of milk. I don't think it's enough to give any sustenance to a child at all, but I think it might be a weird, dirty sex fetish thing or something. I'm just going to go, yeah, I completely agree with Forrest on that one, just for the sake of not trying to creep myself completely the fuck out. Yeah, good shout. Men can't breastfeed and lactate. Yeah, I'm going with that one. Dot and Pimlico. Oh, please let this be Pete from Pimlico's wife saying that he's basically not getting sex or fed or any food for a month from over his comments before. No. Don Pimlico says, women can totes fake an orgasm. I know I'm flawless at it. Yeah, it's true, Dot, but guess what? Guess what, Dot? So have I. I have faked orgasms as well. And it's just been going too long. There's no end in sight. And you're just like, fuck this. I'm tired. Which is really, really hard to fake. All you can do is just, really, really tough. I know this is personal to talk about on the radio, but I don't give a shit. I like to talk about personal things. Really tough to do if you're not wearing a condom. Really, really tough. If you are wearing a condom, a lot easier to fake an orgasm for a man. But maybe with that one, from Dot and Pimlico, is that maybe women can do it, like, well. Maybe women can wear guys. I can't. I didn't. I just went, I gotta go to sleep. Thanks. Something like that. Weird. Anyway, let's move on as quick as possible now. Harry in Essex, he's tweeted us saying, women give the best death stares. They look right into your soul. It's scary shit. You can't get out of anything when you get that look. That's actually true. And I don't know if it comes from being brought up by a single mother. But I get quite terrified of women. And the death stares, I'm with you, Harry, that scares the shit out of me as well. Really, really does. There's a couple of people out there. Natalie King, she can do a good death stare. Julia here, she does a really good death stare as well. Quite terrifying. Laura, I feel like she's a young Padawan. She's learning her death stare. But she's got some very, very, very strong women around her to teach her that. There's no doubt about that. Yeah, with you, Harry. Nice one, mate. We've had Flinty in Staines has tweeted saying, women can blame shit on PMT. Men would never be able to get away with that. A few women I work with call in sick with period pains. Imagine a man calling in with ball. Like, right. I guess. But again, we are talking about T.I. being really sexist. And I guess that is... I can only go from my previous experience myself when I've been in a relationship and seen an ex of mine go through horrible PMT. Really, really tough. Literally can't actually get out of bed, can't do anything. So I think that if you're physically too sick to go to work because of PMT, then I think that's fair enough. Stay in bed, babe. And like we were talking about, I was just saying before, apparently men get their very, very similar emotional, they go through an emotional cycle every 3 months. So there you go, mate. Maybe Flinty, you could use that. You could call up and you could just say, look, I've gone through my period as well, emotionally, and I need to stay in bed today. I need to watch some rom-coms. I need some goddamn chocolate, and I need some Nurofen. All right, Flinty? There you go. Take charge, mate. Take charge. Get back into it. Keep your tweets coming through at FUBAR Radio or email shd@fubarradio.com. And literally, we're talking about what can women do that men can't. And we're doing this because T.I., rapper T.I., he's been in an interview very recently saying that he will not be voting for Hillary Clinton for the U.S. presidency because she is a woman and he doesn't think a woman can run a country, which is complete shit. So we're flipping it on its head and doing it the other way around. Just us girls. Women power in the studio. What we are going to do today, because Sarah Love and Doc Brown are both away, is I've picked some of our my favourite interviews over the last 9 months that we've had, and I'm going to play a little piece of each one for you. Coming up next, Cool Keith. That was a great interview from a couple of months ago, and I'm going to play that right after Eminem. You're on FUBAR. It's Hugh Hugh and Hugh 2.
About to kick off, this party looks whack. Let's take it back to straight hip-hop and start it from scratch. I'm about to bloody this jack up, everybody get back. That's why my pin needs a pad.
The way that I'm dressed, ain't it? Khakis pressed, Nike shoes, crispy and fresh lace, so I guess it ain't that aftershave of cologne that made him just faint. Plus I showed up with a coat freshening in wet paint. So if love is a chess game, checkmate. But girl, your body's banging, jump me in, bang, bang, bang. Yes, sir, Bob, I was thinking the same thing. So come get on this pitch rock, Bob with the bob, dang, dang. Pow, 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 pow. Chicka, pow, chicka, wow, wow. Catch a girl, woman up a pow, 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 pow. Ready, slow it down, throwing it down, to the town, town. Throw it down, I don't know how, how, how. At least I know that I don't know. Question is, are you both so smart enough to feel stupid? Hope so, now hold
your shoes off, let your head out.
All night long.
Pull your beard out, just beard out. And
all night long. This house until we knock it down, so turn the volume loud. Cause it's been to the head, yeah. So break the pace up like crazy. Let yourself go, let yourself go. I say fuck it before we kick the bucket. Life's too short to not go for broke.
Love is powerful as cough syrup and styrofoam. All I knew is I fell asleep,
then woke up in that Monte Carlo
with the ugly Kardashian Lamar.
Oh, sorry, yo, we done both set the bar low. Bars hard, drugs hard, though that's the past. But I done get enough codeine and not future in it tomorrow. And girl, I ain't got no money to borrow, but I am trying to find a way to get you alone.
Marshall Mathers,
get out of the body now.
Get the bar soap lathered. Kangos and call heartless cargoes. Girl, you're fixing to get your heart broke.
Don't be absurd, ma'am. You bird brain baby. I ain't called anybody baby since Birdman.
Unless you're a swallow.
Word, Rick, word, man. You heard. But don't be discouraged, girl. This is
your jam.
Unless you got toe jam.
Take shoes off. Let your head out.
All night long.
Roll your beard out. Just beard out.
All night long. This house until we knock it down, so turn the volume loud. Cause it's been to the head, yeah. So baby, make just like cake. Better let yourself go, let yourself go. I say fuck it before we kick the bucket. Life's too short to not go for broke. This house until we knock it down, so turn the volume loud. Cause it's been to the head, yeah. So crank the bass up like crazy. And let yourself go, let yourself go. Say fuck it before we kick the bucket. Life's too short to not go for broke.
That's Eminem, Berserk on FUBAR Radio, Sarah Hugh and Doc Too. But Sarah is away sick today and Doc Brown is away on official Doc Brown business. So it's just Hugh flying solo with you until 6 p.m. today. Got a massive announcement coming up in around about half an hour, just after 5 p.m. today. It's huge, 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 huge. And so when obviously Doc being away as well, not going to be doing rap about anything today. But even if Doc was here, we wouldn't be doing it today because the announcement that I'm going to make in about half an hour is going to affect the end of the show and possibly the show forever. I don't know. I don't know. But what I am doing, because the guys are away today, is I've plucked out of the old FUBAR archives of some of my favourite interviews that we've had on Sarah Hugh and Doc Too over the last 9 months. And I'm going to play just a few bits and pieces of those. I love this guy. Cool Keith. Dr. Octagon. He's such a legend. I've been a big fan of him for a long, long time. So it was a real massive pleasure to have him on the show recently. Check it out.
Mr. Cool Keith, are you there on the line?
Oh, yeah. How you doing?
Yes, I'm good.
This is actually happening.
Welcome, welcome. You know what? But what should we be calling you? Because you have so many different personas as an artist, like, over the years. Like, how do you want to be referred to nowadays?
Cool Keith. That's always mostly Keith. Cool Keith.
Cool Keith.
That's the back of Cool Keith. I mean, you know, I did a lot of personas. I did Octagon. I did Black Elvis. I did Papa Lodge, I did Matthew, of course I did a lot of them, but as more in general, it's Keith, right, with Cool Keith.
Okay, I got to say, Cool Keith is my favourite, and it has to go down, for me, I was having a conversation not long ago with Pharoah Monch, of Organised Confusion fame, Simon Says fame, and I was saying to him, okay, who do we think is the coolest MC ever in the history of hip-hop? And so we broke it down to, okay, Slick Rick, Rakim and Cool Keith. So I think sticking with the Cool Keith You got to keep that going, man. But what?
Well, that was cool. That's very cool.
Way cool. And like, what have you been up to recently? Like musically, what's happening in Cool Keith's world?
Well, I've been producing a lot and programming beats, and you know, I used to beg Fed and TR and Mo to show me how to do beats and stuff. So I started learning myself, and for the last couple of years, I've just been producing. I got a little production. My number one producer stuff with my ID, that's yours here. Number one producer on tracks, that's me. I've been producing and trying out different things, and I got a couple artists, and I still make records regardless of being with a record company or not, and I still tour and go on the road. And,
yeah, it's interesting.
You know, I still make records. I still make records regardless of, you know, some artists only work when they have a record deal or they don't have, you know, I work regardless. You know, I haven't been signed to a label in about maybe 10 years.
I know, but it's interesting that you mentioned that, actually.
I still do more than a person that have a record deal.
I know, but it's interesting that you mentioned that because I was curious, like, you know, you coming from the Ultra Magnetic MC's stardom, like, originating there, like, the industry was such a different climate then, such a different terrain to, like, what people are dealing with now. Like, how do you think, what are the differences between how the industry operated then to music business today?
Well, back then, you know, everybody was... You know, it was real personal. The promotion was more reality. Even like when you look at when Puffy had Bad Boy marching around the streets with the signs, and
yeah.
That's how you know we used to give out flyers and posters and flats. People could take them home and hang up. It was more personal and more social, more live socially promotion. People walked around the street and handed out everything, and you know stickers was on poles everywhere. Now people. I've gotten kind of more lazy, you know.
Because the internet,
They feel the internet became the best way to promote a record, but people forgot about just going out, like, really touching people, and, you know, just talking
for
to
real.
People in general. And
selling mixtapes out the car boot.
No.
Yeah, talking about your album coming out. People don't do that no more. Everybody want to sit through their phone and
get hits on the internet.
Yeah, tell a few fans about their record coming out through the phone. I mean, it's cool, but it gets lazy. So everybody wants to stay in the house. You know, a record company used to be building with like seven floors in it, and you had promotion companies, you had the photography company, you had different departments, the digital company, the legal department. Now it's like a record company is two people with a computer.
Which in a way is a great thing because it opens it up to more people rather than just the select few. But on the other hand, I mean, you were there in the 80s seeing how things were operating firsthand. Like, I just have much more of a feeling where things were being dictated more from the ground up, whereas now you have like this whole machine that's creating these brands, you know, whereas like there was more focused on the artistry, like who's dope, okay, you, cool, we're going to put our efforts into you, and then that got spread amongst the atmosphere. Do you think that's fair to say?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not knocking what's going on now. I mean, like you say, you just have to adjust, basically.
Yeah.
Hey, man, it's good to hear you being so busy. I heard a rumor, I listened a little while ago, that you were looking at, you're thinking about retiring from music. Is that true?
I get bored with the, you know, sometimes I get bored with hip hop. I mean, you know, a lot of people haven't seen hip hop. I think I've seen hip hop the most. You know, people didn't get a chance to see the graffiti. They didn't get a chance to see people break dance.
I wish I could have.
To rap on, you know, so-called backpack beats and stuff like that. And you know, I think I've done all that. I think I'm done with basically that part of it. I moved on to other things and music. You know, I moved on to challenging myself. You know, everything could be hip-hop. You know, if you rap on a Chinese record, you know, or loop it, you know, I think people still, quote-unquote, feel that you have to stay in a certain box. You know, you got so many different lanes now of music now. You got, you know, trap, you got the regular jazz, you got the R&B part of hip-hop, you got all kinds. I think all of it could be used, but I think you can't abuse so much of it.
What other genres have you been getting into? What other stuff?
Well, you know, when I see a lot of rappers having to struggle with staying current and relevant. Is that I had Ben did the thing. It goes back to when Run DMC collaborated with Aerosmith. You know, it's just the point of I've been doing that too. I did that the same time they started. You know, with the Prodigy and different electronic bands. You know, I'm the type of person to do a song with Maroon 5. Whereas other artists back then, they was more like trying to stay with the rules. I think I broke a lot of rules. No doubt.
That should be your middle name.
He doesn't need any more names. He's got plenty of names.
No, but who are your influences, though? Because that's another thing, like, I guess, that I think is so wonderful about hip-hop is that it draws influences and pays homage to so many different things. Like, you get a schooling when you listen to hip-hop. But coming from that era that you were part of, like the 70s, 80s, you saw the graph. You saw all the things on a street level happening. Like, where were you drawing your influences from?
I grew up in the Bronx where all the stuff evolved from
amazing
international. So I got to see all that stuff grow from a plant, which made me more a real MC that came from the essence of it, from Dan Bada to T Connection, all of that. I grew up with them. They was rapping before me. I mean, LL and Houdini and T La Rock and all of them had records out before me and stuff like that. You know,
amazing.
I was walking around in the Bronx with Greg Nice, you know, eating Chinese food.
Oh my God, I love him.
And that was me. So I grew up amongst all that stuff, and then Ultra came out in that second level, and you know, KRS-One and Boogie Down Productions was a part of Mastermind Productions. Was doing a lot of beats with KRS and Scott and stuff. So we like Boogie Down Productions. Could have been Ultra Magnetic. We could have been with them. It was just one apartment full of. That was two people. That
amazing. Two. And what about beyond hip hop then? Like, what artists, like music, has inspired you?
Well, I grew up listening to like Heatwave. It took me a long time. I didn't know Heatwave was from the British.
Yeah.
The British. But I always thought they was from America. Then I found out their research with certain groups was from, like Kool and the Gang and all of them, and who else was, like a lot of funk groups came from Ohio and Cincinnati and the Midwest. But I it was shocking when I learned Heatwave came from the British, and I was a big fan of Heatwave and Slaves and
God.
I didn't really listen to a lot of jazz. I grew up on like Confunction and Slave and Heatwave and Brass Construction and a lot of stuff like that.
I always assumed you would be a Parliament Funkadelic fan.
George Clinton. Yeah, I listened to that stuff. Cameo. Cameo. Was the stuff I was buying. I was buying that stuff in the past, like when I was little. So that inspired me to go make kind of funk influenced records that I made myself. You know, and then I listened to the Neptunes. They came out, but I was doing the stuff before Pharrell when he used to be funky before he made Happy.
Shots fired. Before he was biting Marvin Gaye. Before he was biting Marvin Gaye and had to get shut down.
He took the sound of Marvin Gaye, and of course everybody knows he never gives Curtis Mayfield his props, but he sounds like Curtis Mayfield.
Glad you said that.
I guess what people don't know won't hurt them, but I know myself. But
exactly.
He's a good artist. I'm not knocking what he does. He's a good artist for what he does. But I know where everything came from.
Exactly,
so,
and that's why
it's
I
just,
think...
It's just the young kids don't know any better, you know.
But you see, it's not fair to take advantage of these young kids. That's why I feel it's the responsibility of the older generation to make sure stories are getting told correct and things, people are getting schooled, then you can't just pull the wool over kids' eyes and they're like, yeah, Bloodlines, this is original.
And then the other thing as well is that it's good to open people up to more artists. So if you go, hey, you really like this particular person, like say like Pharrell as an example, going, hey, you know, if you really like this tune, this was inspired by Marvin Gaye, go and check out his back catalogue, and then people get more of an insight into so many more amazing artists. It's kind of
a lot of artists don't want to tell where they got a lot of things from.
They want to feign this sort of 100% originality thing.
Yeah.
Whereas I think in this day and age, we all know that nothing is completely original. Everything is like a hybrid of something else.
Right.
But so, then, what's your take on that? Bearing in mind, like the earlier era of hip hop making, where it was about digging and sampling and scratching the labels off of your vinyl and all of that. You know, it was a different setting then. But some people will level that accusation at hip hop from that era, the same way people don't want to pay dues and give credits.
I love the sample stuff. I still like to sample something, but then I still like to make something brand new from scratch. I mean, it all should be in the same basket. I love the people who want to make some new stuff, but I'm not going to base myself on, you know, I don't want to take all Ron Carter's music or Ronnie Laws. I don't want to use all that stuff that they did. That's them. You know, some people want to, you know, build their own catalog and their own legendary status or legacy and say they made some brand new stuff. Mm. So that's one thing I could say. You know, just like Confunction made records, I made Black Elvis, and, you know, I made original albums also, so... I don't want to, you know, you can sample stuff too, but still, you know, you don't get that full credit of being a true originator.
Mm. I think if I could just sort of interject, I think back then as well, there was actually a culture of crate digging. The fact that a lot of producers sort of, you know, prided themselves on digging in the crates kind of made it obvious to people that they were getting this inspiration from other music, from music that had gone before them. But I think now people are dropping all these tunes and aren't, you know, Sarah said, sort of paying homage to the originators and saying, okay, and like you said, if you like this, go and, you know, for instance, I don't know if you've heard, there's a British singer-songwriter who I'm friends with, Ed Sheeran. He used to cover a song called Wayfaring Stranger, which no one kind of knows who wrote this song, but a lot of people, including Johnny Cash, have covered this song. It's a famous folk song. He used to cover a version by a guy called Jamie Woon, and when he played it live, he used to tell people, Jamie Woon's album is out now. Mirror Writing is out now. Go and get that album if you like this song. Yeah. Go. And for me, that's the ultimate, you know, paying homage to where you got the inspiration from. But then you get artists, you know, like Pharrell that will drop a tune called Happy, or will sing like Curtis Mayfield.
But then isn't it Ed Sheeran who does that song that sounds uncannily like the Marvin Gaye Let's Get On? And that really aggravates me because I'm a major Marvin Gaye fan.
Ed knows this himself. And
so how did that end up happening?
The thing about it is that you know, some groups are very, you know, some people are very arrogant, but you know, I've never heard an interview one time when he said one of those type of people that, you know, with the familiarity that he said he would like, but you know, I never heard anything like, I mean, people think it's brand new, and that's just up to them to feel that way, but I hear it all the time. I already know, you know, I listen to the Superfly album, you know, I already know, you know, so, you know, I listen to albums before that, so, but my thing is that, it's just that, you know, you can, digging in the crates to me is very, it's cool, it's a cool thing to do, but I think it gets trendy also. I think still with those groups like, you know, Heatwave and them, they didn't have nobody to sample from, they, you know, Confunction and them, and, you know, I was looking at a thing with Nile Rodgers with Sheik. I was like,
wow.
I didn't realize they did so many things. Yeah, you know, I just thought they was just Sheik. And I was, you know, then he was having an interview. He was saying he produced David Bowie's album and he did stuff for so many other people.
The era of the baseline, they were like running things then.
You know, they did stuff with Diana Ross. And, I didn't ever know. You know, I just thought there was just one group that just did their own thing, but behind the scenes, you felt And, you know, I've got to see that they was a part of a lot of other things.
Thank you so much for joining us,
all right,
Mr. Cool Keith.
Continue on and happy as well. Y'all, you peace out and love. And like I said, remember Original. He's the best.
That was us chatting to legendary Cool Keith, a.k.a. Dr. Octagon. That was myself, Sarah Love, and also Michael Payne filling in for Doc Brown, who was away. Doc Brown and Sarah Love both away today. So I've plucked a few of our my favourite interviews from the show over the last 9 months that I'm going to be playing for you coming up over the next hour and a bit. Still got Farrah Monch on the way and also Scorpio. And also getting the stack of tweets through still for things that women can do that men can't. Because T.I., rapper T.I., has said that he's talking about Hillary Clinton, said that women cannot run a country. What a dickhead. So we're flipping it the other way around. Tweet us at FUBAR Radio. Email shd at fubarradio.com. Got a stack more feedback coming in from you guys. Going to shout all those out next. And only 10 minutes away from a massive announcement. Seriously, seriously massive announcement that is going to rock FUBAR. It's going to rock this show. It's going to rock your mind. Here's some Cool Keith right now. This one's Stratocaster featuring Godfather Don. You're on FUBAR.
Stratocaster. With leopard skin, fetching won't let stepping in. I guess they went from Mulberry to strawberry. Dad will show them how to use the Lugan cock to pen. Pronounce syllables with oxygen. Put lingerie on Marie Osmond. Watch me bring profits in. I counteract what come out your esophagus. I can see your wordplay close up like binoculars. Show them Giorgini red wine, go with fish, eggs, and octopus. I'm a mafia boss, twin brother Rick Ross. Till Maybach pull up, I'm giving out jobs off the books. The see-through Bugatti make Danny Green wanna look. You rolling up windows manual. Let me show them buttons I push like PolyGram and Def Jam. The iron fist I bought from Iron Man on my left hand. Tuxedo made by Vince Camuto. I'm ready to ballroom dance. Put Janet somewhere where she won't panic. Virgins come up first class on Atlantic. Mini Hawthorne Wingo. The Bentley coupe got me writing romantic. I'm hype with nannies, Vanessa Williams and panties. All PUS, the Triton Extreme from Sammy's. Steroid taker with the leather max. With Maxine. Stratocaster. 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 Yeah. The Bushmaster, we shush disaster like cushion shasters. Unlimited rounds, demented with imminent sounds. The master's pound is senator bound. Pretending the crown of a clown with a pen is profound. Walk in the room, boom, turn the itch to a tomb. Poisonous fumes, consumer toys, voice in his tunes. We sickening sids, figure D the spitter, we slicker in wigs. Ridiculously split, it's a mystery hit. Ominous looks, terrorize a con and his crooks. The dominant don, prominent phenom with his jokes. Nothing common, it's anonymous, designing this line and to hit your monitors with time and that upon in your mind, reminding your spine. We tapped it, smacked it around like Monica with Conica shots, defining a crime. I'm the incredible Gamma Man, rolling the ammo van, eternally fresh. Leave your soul for the ambulance. The data smasher, black as Madagascar. As a matter for rappers, the rap is a graph of disaster. The path of the blast is nasty when slackers are splatted, and they silly chatter shattered like a Stratocaster. 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 Stratocaster.
Yo, I'm FUBAR, Sarah Hugh and Doc 2. Sarah Love and Doc Brown both away today. Together, I nearly said together. Was that a Freudian slip? No. I wonder where they are. Who knows? It's been a nice afternoon. Maybe they're walking around Victoria Park. Maybe they've gone for a little hip-hop cruise in the little boats around the little canal. And maybe Sarah's rowing while Rock the... He does. Doc does his raps about little ducks. And it's so cute. And they're having the best time ever. Well, I'm stuck in the damn studio. No, just kidding. Who knows? Who knows? Now, Sarah's unwell. Doc's away on something. Who knows? But I am with you. Going to be with you for the next hour. And I've got a massive announcement coming up in around about 10 minutes' time. Huge announcement. We have been talking about T.I., rapper T.I., who he's doing an interview with DJ Woo Kid. And he said that Hillary Clinton, he would not be voting for Hillary Clinton as the president of the states because she's a woman. And he doesn't think a woman... First thing he did say, not to be sexist, all right? So that covers me. It covers me for saying what I'm going to say. This is my T.I. accent, by the way, impersonation. It's pretty fucking good. I know. Calm down. I know. But he said, women can't, they don't emotionally stable enough to run a country. They just couldn't do it. We think that's pretty goddamn whack here at FUBAR. So what we're doing is we're doing the opposite. What can women do that men definitely can't? You can tweet us at FUBAR Radio, email shd at fubarradio.com. We've got Emma here in Petersham. She has said, hey you. Hi you too, Emma. She says, I, being a woman, I can openly talk about sex toys and my favourite vibrator. I don't think men can do that. Go, ladies. Keep on vibrating. Good on you, darling. Guys can't do that, can they? Can they? Would that be weird? Like, yeah. Okay, I'm just producer Natalie King has just said cock rings. How would that go down? Be like, oh, God, you know, I haven't had, you know, girls were talking about their sex toys at home and, you know, this and, God, you know, it's so hard to clean and so this. And the guy goes, well, I got a cock ring on right now. Would that be awkward? Would that be like water cooler conversation in the office? Yeah, I don't know if that would really work. All right, what else we got here? We got Ebony in Newbury. She's tweeted at FUBAR Radio saying, women can multitask better and we aren't afraid to ask for directions. Now, I definitely agree with the directions one because I can only go from my own personal experience. And you do, you, as a man, you wanna figure shit out by yourself. You know, I'm a man. I can take control of my world. I'm in charge of everything. If I just knew where the fuck I was, right, I would never ask for directions. I'd just run around in circles. But yeah, sure, women, they don't feel weird about asking. It's good. But multitasking. Now, I did say this on the show a few weeks ago, but I saw a guy riding a bike in Victoria Park while with no hands, while he was talking on Skype. Now, for me, that's like three pretty tough things to do. It's really hard to ride a bike. It's really hard to ride a bike with no hands. And using Skype has fucking baffled me for years. So that's, I don't know. I don't know if the whole multitasking thing is right. I just don't know. But you keep your tweets coming in at FUBAR Radio and email shd at fubarradio.com. Let us know what can women do that men can't. Now, don't go anywhere right after Eric's sermon. We're going to be making this huge announcement. Been banging on about it for the last hour. Going to let you know exactly what is going down right up next on FUBAR after Sarah Hugh and Doc 2.
I'm the type of nigga you need in the clutch. Anybody disrespecting the brand they can touch. That's why we coming through. Can't you tell? Bunch of niggas working down the block like a Selma. But we strapped with an automatic, just in case they act up, we fighting back. Sorry, Martin, I ain't the one starting. I'm home chilling. I gotta cook and do homework with my children. Till I'm back at it, rhyming, beat, making this dope like a habit. These cats gotta have it. The MP breakdown, I'm beating on the tablet. I ain't letting no one breathe, go act fabulous. Yeah. Enough's enough, the stuff y'all releasing. Had to call Method Man up to start beasting. Everybody's scared to speak up. What you afraid of? You don't wanna get beat up? Fuck it, you suck. I said it, ease up. I'm not Tyson, but it hit you or freeze up. Schwarzenegger, I got a cop lady friend who gave me a taser. So I'm gonna go to jail for life for killing a hater. So while I'm in the streets, I'm getting paper. Locking down the blocks, don't fuck around and get shot, homie. Duke, you saw, comforter. These chicks ain't loyal, my homeboy, he humping her. Fuck yeah. I'm the type of nigga you need in the clutch. Anybody disrespecting the brand, they can touch. That's why we coming through, can't you tell her? Bunch of niggas working down the block like a Selma. Yo! But we strapped with an automatic, just in case they act up, we fighting back. Sorry, Martin, I ain't the one starting that. I'm home chilling, I gotta cook and do homework with my children. Meth.
E, check they persona non grata. Parized in the game, want nada. I guzzle ghost slugger. You still a 40 deep Alibaba. Corner store robber, I was sorry for your mama. I'm a menace, a monster. Meth lab chemist with the contra, no limit. They only see murder, they ain't in it. Imposters, pop 1 minute. Then they monsters, we get it. Pretending when pop, or it's pop, love pretending. I ain't playing the fun ended. Still not a player like Big Pun, no pun intended. We in these tenements, big guns, Second Amendment. It gives you the right to bear one, I recommend it. You timid, here's a middle finger, you finished. This other middle finger's for anybody offended. Them gimmicks,
See, I spot him just like a blemish. I criticize the image, cause everybody's a critic.
I'm the type of nigga you need in the clutch. Anybody disrespecting the brand, they can touch. Yo. That's why we coming through, can't you tell her? Bunch of niggas walking down the block like a Selma. Yo. But we strapped with an automatic. Just in case they act up, we fighting back. Sorry, Martin, I ain't the one starting that. I'm home chilling, I gotta cook and do homework.
Yo. Welcome everyone to my thoughts. I carry the hammer like judge in court. The streets the long wow, right through the cannabis plant. And when I chant every verse, you can actually see the sound cloud. Wow, red man, you done grown up. Grown man, do grown man shit. What you expect? Rap and drug dealing, the same thing. Your shrimp depends on your connects. I was taught well, never wrote a verse sitting in a cell. But I'm cold with it, a little sicko in a cell. Chicks love a nigga, they tripping on a cell. And I tell them my album out, hit me with a cell. My bruh said, when I rap, talk to him. I said, cool, I might as well harpoon him. I got a gun from Xbox and all. Women and stepkids, they got a duck when the step pops. That's why I'm international, trying to turn up and get beat down. This is hip-hop. You wanna walk in my shoes? I'm like, pardon you, I got Jordans on and them a flip-flops.
I'm the type of nigga you need in the clutch. Anybody disrespecting the brand, they can touch. Yo. That's why we coming through, can't you tell her? Bunch of niggas walking down the block like a Selma. But we strapped with an automatic. Just in case they act up, we fighting back. Sorry, Martin, I ain't the one starting that. I'm home chilling, I gotta cook and do homework with my children.
Yes, Eric Sermon, featuring Method Man and Red Man Clutch. We had just been talking about sexism, and it's great there to see three men, three grown rappers, talking about a women's small purse. Good on them. Brilliant stuff from FUBAR, Sarah Hugh and Doc 2, Sarah Live and Doc Brown, both away today, potentially together somewhere. We're not sure. We're not sure. What I am very, very sure of is for the last hour, I've been very, I've just been saying, big announcement, big announcement, big announcement, big announcement, huge announcement, massive announcement, kind of small announcement, got a little bit bigger, a little bit smaller, a little bit smaller, bigger, bigger, now it's back. This is it. Huge announcement. It's going to rock the show forever. Someone is leaving Sarah Hugh and Doc 2. They don't know it yet. I'm going to tell them right now, live on air. You're fired, Doc Brown. No, just kidding. No. No, no. Basically, what's happening is, as of today, which is kind of ironic that neither Doc or Sarah Love are here, today is actually... Wait for it. Wait for it. I'll tell you coming up right after this short ad break. No, just kidding. I would never do that. Sarah Love. Sarah Love is leaving the show. Today is her last... Her last show here, even though she's not here, which is kind of fucked. But poor darling is sick in bed, poor sweetheart, on her very last show. She is, basically, this is going to be it starting next week, next Tuesday, 4 to 6. It's going to be just Doc and myself for a brand new show called The Tuesday Roundup, which is going to be almost like a little radio show version of Time Out. It's going to be everything to do with London and, you know, all the big topics that we're talking about. And it's going to be very, very fun. It's going to be a super fast, funny show. So Sarah Love isn't going to be on that show after today, 6 p.m. today. This is it now. But what I can say, and now this is very, very, very exciting, is that Sarah Love is not... She might be leaving this show, but she's not leaving FUBAR, which is very, very exciting. That's the biggest part, the biggest part. Sarah Love is going to be starting her own new show, a hip-hop show, just purely hip-hop show, with none other than Maestro, of all people. It's going to be very, very exciting. I believe it's going to be Mondays, 4 to 6 p.m., right here on FUBAR. So it's absolutely brilliant news for Sarah Love. You know, we've had so much fun with her on the show for the last 9 months. And basically, FUBAR wanted to do a really specialist show, really specialist hip-hop show. And who else better in the UK, in my personal opinion, and everyone here at FUBAR, than the legendary DJ Sarah Love to be taking it by the reins. It's going to be an amazing show. And it's going to be pure music, hip-hop, and it's going to be covering everything around the UK and around the world. So Sarah Love, I know even though she's not here... Sad to see you go, darling, but at least she is staying, and she's going to have a killer new show with Maestro, as I said, and Minor Doc Show. It's going to be pretty crazy, but it's going to be super, super fun, and we want you to get involved as per usual. It's going to be all about you guys and talking about things that are important to you, important to England, important to the world, things like aliens. What? That's right, coming up next... There's been alien sightings
in London. This is real. Real talk. We're going to be talking aliens coming up next. I'm not even kidding you. Serious. Actual UFOs have been spotted in London. Give you all the details right after Grandmaster. Oh, sorry. This is Glass Animals and Joey Badass. Lose Control. I'm FUBAR, Sarah Hugh and Doc 2.
I'm lit, you lit up. Not more lit, man. Saying we get rid of. And I've never been a swimmer. So how this little nigga made his way through a motherfucking mainstream river. All of my lonely. I'm a low shark, bitch. Better have my money. She can keep the heart. If not, then I'm coming to this spot to rip the bones apart. Bite you up and leave my mark with the bone apart. And nigga never question my pen. That's a motherfucker there seeing this for free. With the pen for real. The balls of steel. Yeah, show me which one of your heart for real. Oh, you nigga, to charm and stuff. And your lady friend under the rim of garments up. Walk around making them all popping up. Put a dress on every floor like a department store. Oh, no. Coming for the highest powers on guard. Like this bitch for my roster, mind them on jaw. Make flat drop a bonus on the law. The devil is a lie, no, fuck with the law. And no, gotta keep it going. Putting off from a steady, putting off from a ball. Make one force, never gonna ram it up. Joey, better glass animals, and let's go.
You, I tell you all the essentials. Just please don't be judgmental and don't expect. Just continue to accept what I give you. Trust is not detrimental. Just what you've been exempt to. Okay, let us begin. Strolling down memory lane. Life ain't right by that gym. I've been straight flowing 4 days. Straight back pennies for change. Of learning better ways. This guy's been blue a lot, but my boots been heavy gray. I got this heated today. Can't wait to let the bitch go. I got some pilots, my man, that I can tell what's up. So please just watch what you say. I be that baddest mofo. I tend to lose control. I'm about to lose control.
Nobody move. Nobody get hurt. Nobody move. It's out of body. Get hurt. Yo, nobody move. Nobody get hurt. Yo, nobody move. It's out of body. Get hurt.
You're on FUBAR, Sarah Hugh and Doc 2, Sarah Love and Doc Brown, both away today, which is very, very unfortunate, because if you have just joined us just before that song, just before Glass Animals and Joey Badass, I just announced that today is the last ever Sarah Hugh and Doc 2 show. As of next week, this Tuesday show, 4 to 6, is going to be just myself and Doc Brown for a new show called the Tuesday Roundup, and then on Mondays, 4 to 6, Sarah Love is going to be doing a straight-up hip-hop show with Maestro, right here on FUBAR, 4 till 6 p.m. So neither of them are here today, which is a bit of a shame, but I'm with you, and you guys have been amazing today. We've had a stack of tweets and emails and stuff coming through, and what I want to talk about now is I want to know, do you believe in aliens? Or even better, have you ever seen a UFO or thought that you saw a UFO? Because, my friends, they exist. There's now officially proof that not only aliens exist, but aliens are in London. There's proof now. Because this is a junction in Kingston, Greater London. Basically, all the traffic there was stopped because what happened was, this was on Sunday night, around midnight, concerned member of the public called 999, stating that there was a UFO had landed and it was on fire and it was in the middle of the road. Now, all the emergency officers, the response team, they turned up. with the London Fire Brigade, and when they arrived on the scene, they couldn't believe their eyes. Basically, the officers that arrived on the scene, the only way that they could describe what they were looking at was a crash-landed UFO. Terrifying or amazing. Who knows? Depends if you like anal probes or not. Could be your fucking day. Aliens are here? Shit, yeah? I'm going to get some Mandy and a bloody few ciders. I'm going down for some probing. That sounds amazing. No, probably not. But and other observers, people that had been around, have all suggested that it literally could be a pizza oven. No, I like to think definitely UFO for sure. And I'll tell you why. Now, what I do want to know from you, you can tweet at FUBAR Radio or email shd at FUBARradio.com. Do you believe in aliens? Or have you, even better than that, have you ever seen a UFO, thought you saw a UFO? I want to hear from you. Please get in touch. Amazing stories. Now, this is going back. I'm going to tell you a story right now. This is when I was about 11 or something like that. And I was this is a story back in Australia when I was growing up in Australia, and at this point we did live in an area that was about an hour out of the city, so we had like a massive big backyard, you know, lots of trees, and it was very, very cool. And there's like a little veranda sitting at the back, and I was sitting out there. It had just gone dark, literally just gone dark, and I was getting babysat by a friend of the family. Anyway, he was about 20, I was 11. We're sitting there, literally just had dinner, sitting out there on the porch. And then he goes, oh my God, look at that. And they're like, there's this shining ball in the sky that looked like a little plane light, but I shit you not, it like zipped across the sky, and then it zipped down, and then it zipped back right up, and then it just zipped away altogether. The whole thing was done and dusted in about 5 or 6 seconds. But it was the weirdest shit I've ever seen in my life. And it's like, what could that possibly have been? Like, it couldn't have been like a, you know, when you have like a satellite go askew or something like this. Like, this thing was like covering the sky. And I swear to God, it was a UFO. That's my story. I want to hear your stories. Get in touch. Tweet FUBAR Radio. Email shd at fubarradio.com. We're talking alien stories because there's now officially proof. As I said, there's proof. One, a UFO landed in the junction in Kingston. Some people think it was a pizza oven. Absolutely not. 100%. Absolutely 100% was a UFO. Get in touch. We're talking UFO stories up next after Mac Miller right here on FUBAR. Sarah Hugh, Doc 2.
Got a little bit of money filling my pockets. Roll around like I run a shit. I got a system filled up with toxins. I've been broken hearted, I was fucked that bitch. Getting high to deal with my problems. Fucking bitches getting drunk and shit, but these bitches getting obnoxious. Ain't nothing to me though, I love this shit. Go long days, longer nights. Talk too much, the wrong advice. All the lights that call my life. Doctor, will you help me? Get me healthy, keep it low, this we're healthy. Ain't shit you can tell me now. Fuck this rap shit, but you're selling out. Ooh shit, my new bitch, you jealous now. Smoking weed at the crib, watching Belly now. All the pain that they causing, like fuck it, we ballin' out, everything straight. You feeling the feeling, I'm chillin', just living, I'm running away. Conversations we having, I'm getting through static, too much on my plate. Lord, I need me a break. But I'll be good by the weekend. Yeah. I'll be good by the weekend. Yeah. Everything good by the weekend. Yeah. Everything will be good by the weekend. Fuck it, we going out tonight. Yeah, we going out tonight. Fuck it, we going out tonight. Yeah, we going out tonight. It's a weekend, we going out tonight. Yeah, we going out tonight. It's a weekend, I've been having trouble sleeping. Battling these demons, wondering what's the thing that keeps me breathing. Is it money, fame, or neither? I've been thinking about the places that I frequent. All the people that I see. I'm tired of living decent. What do I mean to be a G? Yeah, and all the time we fall behind. Bitches in the concubine, I call her mine. Crazy. In God's eye, I make water wine. Pause and time is coming, they often hate me. Never will I walk in line, I cross the T's and dot the I's. Wondering, well, wondering how I got this high. Fell asleep and forgot to die, goddamn. I'm popping them downers and drinking them pounders. Faded. Get it over the counter, I'm stuck on the browser. Like, how did I make it? This bitch
Guess it don't know me, this shit is so lonely until she get naked.
Don't even know what the day is.
But I'll be good by the weekend. Yeah. I'll be good by the weekend. Yeah. Everything good by the weekend. Yeah. Everything will be good by the weekend. By the weekend.
Mondays I think of you, but I ain't tripping on it. Tuesdays I'm hitting. Gotta give my hands up on ya. Wednesdays I'm lit with you. You know you're staying over. Thursdays I'm sick of you. I got to get rid of you. Fridays are always the start of the time of my life. Alright. When I get faded, you hate it. But baby, it's gonna be alright.
That's Mac Miller, The Weeknd featuring Miguel. Just voted Q Magazine Sexiest R&B Performer of the Year, apparently. You're on FUBAR. Sarah Hugh and Doc 2, Sarah Love, Doc Brown, both away today, which is a shame if you have just joined us. Today's the last ever Sarah Hugh and Doc 2. New show starting next week with just Doc and myself and on Tuesday. And Sarah Love's going to be doing a hip-hop show, 4 to 6 on Monday. But we have been talking about aliens. Because whether you believe in them or not, it's completely irrelevant now because there is hard proof that a UFO has landed in London. It had landed at a junction in Kingston on, I believe it was Sunday night, and all the emergency services turned up and they were like, shit, this is a flaming UFO. And somebody said, well, could possibly be a pizza oven. It does look a lot like a pizza oven. No. Apparently no, unless it was a UFO pizza oven. That is the only option. So we're talking UFO stories now. I was just telling you guys before, I saw one when I was 11. I saw a light shoot across the sky so fast it could just humanly possibly not be explained. And I swear to this day that it was definitely a UFO what I saw. Natalie King, senior producer, Boss Lady here. You were just saying that you've seen a UFO before as well.
Yeah, I definitely have.
What happened?
I often look up at the sky. You know I do, walk around.
Well, you kind of have to when you work with people like me. You look up to the sky and ask for fucking help.
I do. I appraise to the aliens every day to come and get me and take me away. Which they are, because that's quite near where I live, Kingston.
Is it?
That's basically near where I live. So I knew this would happen, that one day they would find me.
They must be close.
Well, they actually are very close,
They're even getting closer. Did you notice anything over the last couple of nights? Any weird sightings?
I've heard some things going on in the garden.
No, you didn't get asked out by any shorter men? Like 3'4", slimy, weird-looking dudes? Hey.
I mean, I did get quite drunk on Friday, so I feel like something like that could have happened.
Yeah.
I mean, I was quite green, but just because I was so hungover on Saturday, I looked quite green myself.
Oh, maybe you spewed up in the Uber cab that then crashed at the junction of Kingston, and everybody thought it was aliens. You never know.
Well, maybe I was on a date with an alien.
You might have. I've been out with some weird people.
Yeah. I have seen lights in the sky, though, that can't be explained.
This is what I wanted to hear. So this is real talk. Like, we're dicking around right now, but this is real talk. This is an actual... You 100% believe that this was alien story.
Of course. There's no such thing. There's no plane that has a purple light, obviously. No. It's in the sky quite low.
Thai Airways?
I can't answer that.
Good. I don't think you should. We should definitely not in public because they might be listening.
Yeah. It was flickering. In fact, I've seen two. I saw one when I was at school as well. But then it was an airship, which is kind of like an alien, isn't it?
I think so.
So that's what happened. And I've seen the flickering lights.
Yeah.
And it just kind of disappeared. It went nowhere.
Yeah. And when we say aliens here, UFOs, we're not talking about illegal immigrants.
No. E.T. phone home.
We are. We're talking about E.T. phone home. So
which is the sexiest alien, do you think, if you're going to go out with an alien? Because it might happen if they're obviously finding me.
The sexiest alien.
Yeah.
Well, I just saw a really, really shit movie. No, hang on. That was a different one. That was a dead bib.
Is it Alf? Is he an alien?
Alf's pretty hot.
Alf's hot, isn't he?
Yeah, I do like
hairy.
A hairy girl.
A little bit too hairy, maybe.
Not at all. I'm down. So tell me about this story with the lights in the sky.
Yeah, so it was in the sky. It was flickering. Me and my friend were sat there. We were sat outside on the doorstep just chatting and doing whatever. And we saw the light in the sky, which came closer and flickered and hovered. And then just poof, disappeared.
Did it really? Literally just vanished?
Yeah.
See, that's the weirdest thing is, like, you know, because I know there was another UFO sighting really recently in Brazil, I do believe.
Yeah.
And they were saying that it was like a pyramid-shaped thing that was just sitting there for so long, and then just zipped away.
Oh, that is real. I also have a friend who says that she's been probed by aliens.
Wow.
She said she one night she was in bed and she just couldn't move for like 3 minutes and she just felt like some probing happening, which was alien related.
Oh, I hope so. She might have just been sexually assaulted by a ghost.
Because that
happens. Because Kesha, she had sex with a ghost. So maybe there's no reason if they do that, they couldn't just get a
bit. Fast ghost, isn't it? 3 minutes, done.
That's fast.
Okay. No, that's really long. That's like tantric style, isn't it?
That's 3 minutes. Style.
Yeah.
I believe you. Look, I believe you straight up and down. Like, I've always kind of, you know, I guess I have always been brought up around weird people, aka my mum.
Yeah.
So I always believe in stuff like that. But I straight up, I still to this day, what I saw, I could not explain.
Really?
At all. When I was 11, seeing this light zip across the sky and then just,
yeah.
So weird.
Aliens are real, you think. And they're all left-handed too. Did you know that? It's fact.
Please don't make this any scarier.
Which means they're coming for you, which means I'm okay, you are not.
Please don't make it any scarier than it already is. Please don't
sleep
make
well
it
tonight.
We want to hear from you. Do you believe in aliens, or even better, do you think you've seen a UFO before? Tweet us at FUBAR Radio, email shd@fubarradio.com, and we'll get all your stories up very, very soon. But right after this epically big tune, going to be playing, because Doc and Sarah both away today, I've plucked out some of my favourite interviews from the past 9 months from the FUBAR archives. Going to be playing that interview with none other than this man, Mr. Farrow Munch. Here's Simon Says right now. You're on FUBAR.
Simon Says, get the fuck up. Throw your hands in the sky. We just in the back sipping yak, y'all. What's up? Girls, rub on your titties. Yeah, I said it, rub on your titties. New York City, gritty, committee, pity the fool that act shitty in the midst of the calm, the witty. Y'all know the name. Farrow fucking Munch, ain't a damn thing came. You all up in the range of shit, inebriated. Straight from your original plan, you deviated. I deviated the pain with long-term goals. Slip my underground loop without the gold. You so fat around the world, I sold wood in the hood. But when I'm in the street and shit, it's all good. Assume the motivated boom, control the game like boom. Ready to rock, clock, dollars, flip, tips like a way to block shot. Styles way to let my lyrics anoint. If you're holding up the wall, then you're missing the point. Get the fuck up. Simon Says, get the fuck up. Put your hands to the sky. Brooklyn in the back shooting crash now. What's up? Girlies, rub on your titties.
Yeah.
Fuck it, I said rub on your titties. New York City, gritty committee, pity the fool that acts shitty in the midst of the calm, the witty. Yo, where you at? Uptown, let me see them. Notorious for the 6'5s and the BMs. Heads give you beef, you put them in the mausoleum. And shit, don't start jumping till after 12 p.m. Ignorant minds are free them. If you tired of the same old every day, you will agree them. The most obligated, hard and R-rated. Slated to be the best, I must confess the star made it. Some might even say the song is sexist. It's cause I ask the girls to rub on the breasts. Whether you're riding a train or a Lexus, this is for either or rollies or Timexus. It's wicked like exorcist, this is the joint. You holding up the wall and you're missing the point. Get the fuck up. Simon Says, get the fuck up. Throw your hands in the sky. The bump is in the back shooting traps now. What's up? Girls, rub on your titties.
Yeah.
I said rub on your titties. New York City, gritty committee, pity the fool that act shitty in the midst of the calm, the witty. New Jerusalem, get the fuck up. Shaolin, get the fuck up. Long Isle, get the fuck up. Worldwide, get the fuck up.
Man, such a big tune. Seen it at a couple of festivals before with, like, you know, 20, 30,000 people all losing their minds. Mr. Farrow Munch, Simon Says. You're on FUBAR. Sarah Hugh and Doc 2, Sarah Love, Doc Brown are both away today, unfortunately. So what I've done is I've plucked a few of my favourite interviews out of the FUBAR archives, beg your pardon. And here right now is us chatting to Mr. Farrow Munch. This was about 4 months ago. We are lucky enough to be joined by Mr. Farrow Munch right now. You're on FUBAR, Sarah Hugh and Doc 2, Farrow Munch. Are you still there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Phew, because that was going to be a big anticlimax if you want to.
He's like, peace.
Really glad.
That's a beautiful song, man. It feels very personal, man.
Gosh, and you have to see the video too.
You,
the
man.
Video is beautiful. Yeah, what is the story behind the record, the song?
Broken Again is comes from a PTSD album. It deals with a breakup with the woman, but metaphorically also with drugs as well. So I use drugs as a metaphor for the woman in the song. Mm.
And that's kind of like a theme in this new latest record as well, isn't it? Like you're dealing with a lot of different, quite deep issues, really.
Yeah, after coming off the War album, we figured post-traumatic stress disorder would be a dope angle to come with the next record, but I wanted to make it introspective and personal and difficult. So I'm dealing with a lot of my issues with depression and due to medication and medical issues and a lot of hard topics to deal with, and I wanted to keep it as real as possible. So,
and I think people have appreciated that, yeah, and that's part of why definitely. I think you saw the PTSD album in so many of like the top albums of 2014 rundown and everything, because people were just refreshed to hear something other than Coco and stuff type themes. So no, it was nice to see people, but someone being real, yeah, and really like revealing
themselves.
I mean,
themselves. It's scary to open up like that as well, especially like in hip hop realm, to really, really be personal and open up about things like depression is amazing. Mm-hmm. It's really, really amazing to do that. So yeah, man.
Good Thank man. You, man. Good Thank man. You.
Positive vibes. Positive vibes.
But yeah, you're going to be out here next month. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're going to be back again, me and the incomparable, incredible DJ Boogie Blind. We're going to be hitting Leeds and Birmingham and Jazz Cafe.
Nice, nice. Yeah, I remember seeing you at the Jazz Cafe a good few years ago now. I don't know, it must have been 8 or 9 years ago. But what really struck me was, I think you came with like maybe one singer or two singers.
And
it was just like a real simple setup, but it was so soulful. It was heartfelt, and I just feel like you've always. I don't feel like you ever. What am I looking for? I don't feel like you've ever felt the need to go the way that the current wave of rap in whatever particular year is going. I've never felt that you felt that pressure. Is that fair to say, or is it scary for you to keep pushing the envelope like that?
It's kind of natural, man. It's we've been that way since the beginning. And I think that's because I'm an artist in a true sense. Not that I'm making records, but that's how I see things. So, you know, and plus culturally, it's like, how do you add on to the music if you're copying and just constantly following trends? So, as an MC from that era, my mindset is just like, all right, how could you add on to that or push the envelope, so on and so forth.
And the last show in the UK, you actually had the live band with you, didn't you? But what I also think is dope is because you was always true to hip-hop and you got a real DJ with skills cutting it up, being nasty and stuff on the deck. So, but yeah, the live band element, like, that's sick too.
Yeah. We thought, I've been there to the UK so much, at each time I'm like, shit, what am I going to do now? You know what I'm saying? So last time we added the live element, and we're going to do something different this time as well.
Oh, nice.
Just kind of keep it interesting for the people who keep coming back and supporting to spice it up a bit.
And people will keep coming back, and I'll tell you why. You know, it's really interesting what you were saying about your younger days in Queens and how you were an art student with Prince Poe, but also you had this hood side to you. Over here, you know, the major cities, and you're going to three of them, London, Leeds and Birmingham, we all share one thing in the major cities in the UK, is that we don't have huge ghettoized areas. We don't have huge hoods like you might see in the States. So our hood areas, or our more ghettoized sections, are like cheek by jowl. They're like side by side with money, you know, big houses and a lot of wealth.
Right.
And so I think there's something about that juxtaposition you've always had of being very artistic, very intelligent, but also being, hey, don't get it twisted. I know about this side of the street life as well. I think that really appeals to the UK. That really fits in with us, man. And I think that's why we keep coming back and we appreciate what you do, you know?
And also randomly, though, you mentioned, like high school. Is it true that you went to high school with a bunch of other like recognized hip hop people? that we would
when have. When I was in art school on design, it was Percy P, Kwame, and a lot of, you know, graffiti and the breaking aspect, which I'm proud to say is what inspired me, because it brought me in culturally and not just how can I get a record deal. Like, I was enthralled and excited and wanted to just be a part of that hip-hop movement from the gate, which I think is good and has one of the things that has kept me in it, you know. But also Prodigy went to the school and so many other MCs went to the school, and there is a thin line between that hood cat and that cat who is a genius artistically as well. And I think that's true throughout art in general. A lot of times you find geniuses come from families that were not so affluent and came from riches, you know?
Mm. Hey, how about this? Just for
not that I'm calling myself a genius.
Well, I think that's pretty much what I just heard. What about this for an idea? So, obviously, second last album was War. Follow up from that, Post Traumatic Stress Disorder. What about the next one? Could be Damn. It's really hard to give benefits as an ex vet.
That's catchy title.
What do you think?
I think this next album is something to be excited about. If you're a Pharoah Monch fan, it just goes into the gut and grit of you know, back internal affairs and the 13 era, and it's just really hard and dark. Mm. Actually, the persona of Pharoah Monch dies on the last album, and I'm ditching that name.
Oh, for real?
For this new project.
Mm. Oh, wow. Any hints as to what it could be? Should we give some suggestions?
We could throw that out to the listeners, see what they come back with. Speaking of like what's satisfying the fans, on the last album you had this ill track with Black Thought from The Roots, and even just looking at it on paper, I was just like, oh my goodness, I need to make a cup of tea, sit down, get the right speakers set up so I can listen to this properly first time round. And I swear, like, I played that like 5 times back to back, and I think the listeners need to feel that love too.
Let's hear it right now, Mr. Pharoah Monch. Thank you so much for joining us on Sarah, Hugh and Doc 2 on FUBAR, mate. We can't wait to see you out here in the UK in the next month. And good luck with the storms over there. Sounds like it's some pretty scary stuff.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you guys.
Thanks, bro.
We appreciate you.
I really felt that. Now, just in case you're wondering, what song are we about to play? What storms are over in the States? That was an interview from about 4 months ago, okay? I should probably just let you know that. The reason I have decided to play a couple of my old favourite interviews on the show today, Doc and Sarah, both not here. That was Pharoah Monch. What a legend. Hey, it's nearly time for Are You Taking the Piss?
Are you taking the piss?
Going to let you vent. What's been getting you vexed this week? But before we jump into that, we've still got a couple of alien stories coming through. If you want to let us know your stories, if you believe in aliens or if you think you've seen a UFO before, because one definitely landed in a junction in Kingston, Greater London, the other night. Definitely, 100%. Possibly pizza oven, but definitely UFO. We're going to do that, and then we'll jump into taking the piss right afterwards. John Fubar, he's Logic MC. Listen,
is a measurement we all keep, but it's still man-made, so I don't sleep. I'm just a measurement of dreams, so nothing ain't always what it seems. Yeah, they're just reality to me, and pain is just a fallacy to me. It could have been agony to see. Listen, yeah, you see, because my life's had more ups and downs than a horse's jaws. 4-4s, cocaine wars, enough more. Tell me if you heard it before. Salute Quinny, won't settle for the average. They're trying to give me, you see me? The other day I sat and reasoned with my dad. He knows about his past, so for that I can't be mad. I'm just glad that he made it all different for my little brother and my little sister. Know their dad the same as their mother. And I know firsthand that it's a struggle. I never aim to flex a muscle. Sorry to myself, who else, whoever needs it. Everything I'm going through is natural, it's not a secret. But I wouldn't change it for anything. It is how it is that is genuine. Yeah, I'm alone in a world full of selfishness. It's my life and I don't need help with it.
Time is a measurement we all keep, but it's still man-made, so I don't sleep. Memories.
are just a measurement of dreams. So nothing ain't always what it seems.
My dreams,
yeah, they're just reality to me.
My pain,
and pain is just a fallacy to me.
My life,
it could have been agony to see. God in my heart, a devil in my mind. I used to play piano all the time, yeah, salute. I'm inspired by my roots, I always have been, ever since a little youth, salute. See, I'm a free man, cause my ancestors were made to be slaves. So I dedicate the words that I say to the people who fought to take all these shackles off our foot before we got labelled as crooks and they threw the book at us. Freedom in my blackness and my Irish roots. I'm mixing up, cause I got a bit of yardie too. Sicker than the flu's a line that I will never use. Cause I feel like it's predictable, and I choose to use my freedom to do the incredible. So I saluted my army, I'm a general. Free Africa, free Palestine, and free all my brothers doing time. It's not your life.
Time
is a measurement we all keep, but it's still man-made, so I don't sleep.
Memories
are just a measurement of dreams, so nothing ain't always what it seems.
My dreams,
yeah, they're just reality to me.
My pain,
and pain is just a fallacy to me.
My life,
could have been agony to see. Some people say I'm nothing without low key. Obviously it's people who don't know me. People constantly compare me to a Carla. So then you have to really question what they're after. Fans say I need to get a track with technique. Regardless of opinions, I will rep the weak and push the good with the words I speak. The cheek of these fake revolutionaries. Lose all the masks, you're not scary. Don't question, just stand to attention. Will you draw your weapon when it's time to face your oppressor? Or just remain a lesser? No lesson learned, a second guesser. Lepers, you're weak and fall apart when under pressure. Judging inch came home, it got better. CDC grew, we changed the weather. Now I've got millions of people who listen to me. And the rest is all history. Salute.
Time
is a measurement we all keep, but it's still man-made, so I don't sleep. Are just a measurement of dreams, so nothing ain't always what it seems.
My dreams,
yeah, they're just reality to me.
My pain,
and pain is just a fallacy to me.
My life,
it could have been agony to see.
You're on FUBAR, Sarah Hume and Doc 2. Sarah and Doc both away today, but I'm going to be with you for the next 25 minutes right here on FUBAR. We have been chatting about alien stories. As a UFO apparently landed in a junction in Kingston, Greater London, the other night. Definitely a UFO, not a pizza oven, even though it looked like one a lot. It's not. All right. We've had Daphne in Feltham. She has she's tweeted us. This is actually really scary. This story, like, literally puts hairs, makes all the hairs stand up all over my body, my neck. I'm just, like, it's really, really scary, freaky story. Check this out. Check this out. Daphne says, I think I've been visited by an alien. I went to bed one night with smooth legs and woke up with hairy ones. What else could it be? Definitely aliens. Oh my God. That is full on. That is so scary. Hope you're right, Daphne, because that is quite terrifying. We were also earlier in the show, we were talking about T.I., rapper T.I., saying that he would not vote for Hillary Clinton because she is a woman and he doesn't think that she could run a country. What a dickhead. So we were asking you guys, what can women do that men can't? We're trying to get a bit of a balance here because of T.I.'s stupid comments. We had Tilly from Shoreditch. She tweeted saying, women don't talk about being in the friend zone all the time. it's true because you never are, Tilly. All right? You're the one calling the shots in the bloody friend zone. That's how you can't even beat a... Goddamn friend zone! Yeah, that's how I feel about the Lynn Frank goddamn friend zones. Here we go, Zeb and Easton. Zeb, he or her or it. Maybe it is a zebra, just with an abbreviated name of Zeb. Like, you know, if a dog was called D, could be, you never know. Zebra, I'm assuming, is she's tweeted saying women have nicer tongues than men. Ladies always talk about that. Is that true? Laura, Natalie, producers sitting out. Yes, they've just said yes. Okay, I've never heard about that. And I don't know, I've never licked a man's tongue. Or, yeah, so I can't really say whether that's true or not. Who knows? Anyway, thank you very much for that. We're going to move on now to... Are you taking the piss? This, my friends, is your chance to vent. and let us know what's been getting you vexed this week. You can tweet us at FUBAR Radio, and or you can email shd@fubarradio.com and let us know what has been making you say, "Are you taking the piss this week?" It's a good opportunity to get off your chest. I've got a massive one. I've got a real, real issue, actually. I've been living at my house in Bow for 5 months now, and just got an email from our real estate last week saying, "Oh, hey, sorry, I know you've been living there for 5 months, but we never did a credit check on any of you guys living there. We need to do one now, sorry. £300 each to do a credit check."
Are you taking the piss?
What? 300? Hey, who's even heard of anyone bloody paying £300 for a credit check anyway for real estate? And also, you do it now after 5 months of living there? I've lived there for five.
Are you taking the piss?
Furious. Absolutely furious, people. This is your chance. If you got any trouble on your mind, just like Pusha T does right here, let us know. Tweet, FUBAR Radio, email SHD. And at foodbyradio.com, and let us know what's been making you say, "Are you taking the piss?" We'll get into that next.
It's the blackout. Rory got the back out. Showing my black ass. Engine in the glass house. Started in the crack house. Obama went the back route. Killed Bin Laden. Another four up in the black house. Still got the max out. Pull a mask down like a mascot. Still trick with bitches. I would money her with ass shots. Good had room for one more. I took the last spot. Re-up gang Peter. Nigga Yater hit the jackpot. Whole nother level. Then you add fame, that's a whole nother devil. Legit drug dealer, that's a whole nother bezel. The carbon Audemars, that's a whole nother metal. But still keep it ghetto. Behind the scenes, pull strings like Geppetto. The gun blow steam, whistle like a tea kettle. Running like the rebels. You an LV sports shoe on a pedal. I let you niggas settle. Yeah. Trouble on my mind. I got trouble on my mind. Trouble on my mind. So much trouble.
Said get him, so I got him. Tripped him, Bruce Palin, then I accidentally shot him. Then it ricocheted and killed the game. I'm a problem, cause I wanna fuck the world, but not a fan of using condoms. Hard in my French, I'm going hard as my dick. When I envision my tip on the crust of bitch lips. Mr. Lipschitz has been tripping since I mentioned Reptar, Triceratops, dinosaur dick. I feel it in my gut. To kill these motherfuckers is a must, like the arm of my pits. You niggas coming shorter than a Bushwick Billy costume on sale during Christmas in Philly. Well, not really. It's getting kinda chilly. Let's head a couple bars and get some bitches wet willies. Soaked getting jiggy with it, and Bel Air's riches with a bag of pills, couple berries, and a biscuit.
Trouble on my mind. I got trouble on my mind. Trouble on my mind. So much trouble.
And a really shitty rapper in my favorite pair of socks. Iron pair of Dockers, two Glocks, cock screaming. With the speakers blasting a pair of pox. Yonkers 10 milli, you're silly. Thinking that this preen wasn't free, Willy. The feeling is neutral, gang is youthful. And fucking tighter than Chad Hugo's pupils. It's Wolfgang and the.
With the re-ups, a hell of a buzz. Rick James said cocaine's a hell of a drug. Who else could put the hipsters with felons and thugs? And paint a perfect picture of what selling it does. This is for the critics who doubted the chemistry. Two different worlds, same symmetry. In this black art, see the wizardry. When you at the top of your game, you make enemies. You'll never finish me.
Trouble on my mind. I got trouble on my mind. Trouble on my mind. So much trouble on my mind. Trouble on my mind. I got trouble on my mind. Trouble on my mind. So much trouble on my mind. On my mind.
Yeah, you're on FUBAR. Sarah Hugh and Dr. Sarah Love, Doc Brown, both away today. That was Pusha T, Trouble on My Mind. Pusha T obviously needed to get involved in.
Are you taking the piss?
If you got trouble on your mind, Pusha T, this is the segment to do it, mate. This is where we give you the opportunity to let us know what's been getting you vexed this week. I did just kick it off before whinging about my landlord, my real estate agent that I've just completely out of the blue, after living there for 5 months, I've demanded a £300 credit check. I tell you what, you can stick it up your ass, mate. You can stick it up your ass. It ain't happening, G. Here we go. I've got another one. Friend of the show, Larry in Catford, right? Larry in Catford.
Are you taking the piss?
Because I just got an email from Larry, and Larry says, I'll do it in his usual voice that we just like to assume. That we just like to assume this is how Larry sounds. Hey. Hey, Hugh boy, where is my favourite man? Is he ill today? He the doctor, so should be well too soon. I miss him like I miss the rash of sun on face. You, Hugh, are maybe my second best, but you know doctor, else you maybe be number one for me. Larry in Catford.
Are you taking the piss?
You should not pick any bloody favourites on this show, Larry and Catford. I don't care who it is. And Doc Brown, he's not a real fucking doctor, Larry. Right? Okay? He's not a real doctor. This is so unfair. Do you know how many times I've been out with Doc Brown that goes, is there a doctor in the house? And he goes up and he just uses it to try to kiss people. Sneaky motherfucker. All right? Do love you, Larry. And here's another one that's got me a little bit saying.
Are you taking the piss?
Hi, guy. This is an email from no one at all, apparently. Hi, guy. Long-term listener. First-time emailer. Always been a fan of the show. Sorry to hear it's over. If you have just joined us, today is the last Sarah Hugh and Doc 2 show. Starting next week, it's going to be just me and Doc doing Tuesdays, and Sarah's going to be doing a hip-hop show on Mondays, 4 to 6. Amazing. So he says, sorry to hear it's over. Doc was always the best one. In fact, I was only really involved when he was on. P.S. How many times was Sarah Hugh and Doc 2 actually in the studio together? What donut thought of that name? Keep up the good work, guy. Guess who that was from? That was from fucking Doc Brown.
Are you taking the piss?
Doc Brown, you fucking stupid doctor kind of person. Ugh, so angry. Anyway, tweet through. FUBAR Radio, email shd at fubarradio.com. Let us know what has got you saying. Are you taking the piss? I'm going to jump into that up next, right after Dre. This one's For the Love of Money featuring Jill Scott and John Connor.
Up to the broke nigga at the rich party. Woo. Who the fuck let this nigga in? Do it look like I give a fuck, sorry.
Yeah.
Looking at these hoes and they go, nigga gorgeous, trying to get me.
Woo.
I run game on a bitch in one Mississippi, two Mississippi.
Yeah.
Flit nigga in the spot till they pop one, then the cops come like.
Woo.
Motherfuckers hold a shotgun like a pop gun, then they ready like.
Yeah.
Sipping good nigga, I'm a north side nigga till I'm gone.
Woo.
Do it for the ones in the hood like kinda gone, put the city on.
Wait.
Fuck that shit, nigga, fuck that shit. Got this for my hood, look, this for my block.
Yeah.
Ride for the hood, gotta spill it like pop.
Yeah.
Ain't got shit, but I still feel good.
Yeah.
Nigga can't take what a nigga don't got.
Yeah.
Go hard in the paint, you can tell him post up.
Yeah.
Homie in the hood, like, let me hold some.
Yeah.
Your man's in the hood, talking all that shit.
Yeah.
When they ran up on him, little buddy froze up.
Yeah.
Okay, be talking, but they saying nothing.
Yeah.
Niggas be talking, that ain't what they want.
Yeah.
Ain't no fake shit around here, cause my nigga,
yeah,
my city is really as real as the fuck.
Yeah.
I be killing this shit, I ain't giving a fuck.
Yeah.
You loving the bitch, she get hit in the truck.
Yeah.
You think it's all crazy, this how I grew up.
Yeah.
So this for my people who still in the cook.
Yeah.
To the nigga wearing all black at the white party.
Woo.
And I'm looking like I don't give a fuck, just so I get down, nigga, sorry.
Yeah.
And I'm looking like I don't play no games. Nah, nigga, don't try me.
Woo.
Spin that, nigga, that spin that. Pay dues like a motherfucking hobby.
Yeah.
If you on that bullshit, nigga, better fly that shit right by me.
Woo.
Came from the bottom of this bitch and made it out of that shit, and that's why we,
yeah,
on top of this motherfucking world.
Damn, look at that body.
Woo. She come along with the territories.
Turn around,
move it.
story.
Seems like chasing papers was important to you.
Got a relationship with that money.
That bitch will never be faithful to you.
Even though I know she knows she crazy.
Please just let it go. Yeah. See, it's no saving you.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Come on. Ride, ride. So the motherfucking wheels fall off of this bitch.
What you doing for the love?
Yeah. But I'm never stopping my popping.
Oh, no. These numbers don't lie. But your love is superficial. Yeah. It's a simple shit.
Yeah. You need to pay attention to. Yeah.
Want that, need that.
Fubar, Sarah Hugh, and Doctor Sarah Love, Doc Brown, both away today. But I've been having heaps of fun hanging out with you. Big shouts to Sticker Stickland as well, who tweeted in saying, "Go Hugh, doing good, and all the best." Thanks, mate. Much appreciated. And for everyone else that's been tweeting in as too, big ups. It's been fun. Just us guys, just us girls, just us girls hanging out. Hashtag jugs.
Are you taking the piss?
That's right. Now it's time for Are You Taking the Piss? Giving you the opportunity to vent what has been getting you vexed this week. Don in Putney has tweeted, "Fubar Radio, a person I work with has actually," do you know, Doc usually does this in like a Cockney accent, doesn't he? Doc's not here. Yeah, I'm not, well, I don't want to, like, you know, I could never compete with Doc's Cockney accent, but I'll tell you what I can do, which may or may not be fun for you, but I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to do a full-on Australian bogan. All right, now if you don't know what a bogan is, it's our version of a chav, right? But it's raw dog. You might have seen some shit on the internet before and thought, shit, is that what people in Australia really like? Here you go. This is what it's like. It's going to be my impression of a bogan for Are You Taking
the Piss?
Dom in Putney, he's fucking said, "Person I work with just lend me fucking left-handed scissors to cut the paper with. They are taking the piss. What the fucking idiot? The fucking..."
Are you taking the piss?
All right. Tex in the hood, he's angry, he's not happy, he's emailed, fucking tweeted Fubar Radio, "I really want to patch tonight, but I've got no one to patch with, so pucker up your manky tongues, boys, I'm coming in."
Are you taking the piss?
I don't know what the fuck that means. I don't know what that means, god damn it. I need a beer. Need a bloody cold beer. Peter, Shrop Fryer. What the fuck is a Shrop Fryer? What is Shrop Fryer? Huh? I reckon you're...
Are you taking the piss?
You're taking the piss putting through emails to say Swap Prior. All right, that's not even a fucking place. Anyway, Peter says, "Hey, why can't the aliens take me away? I want to kiss the slimy man so bad. What
are
the...
You taking
you're
the
all
piss?
Just weird. This is so weird." Dirk and Molesy. Dirk says, "Hello, love. I'd like to piss about the chip shop serving me a small sausage. I wanted a big whopping sausage, but I got a little fucking tiny fucking sausage."
Are you taking the piss?
Shit! Wow. It's wild. Absolutely wild. How about we get to something a little bit normal? We got a nice tweet here from Kat in Sidcup. She says, "Hi, Hugh. Going to miss Sarah being on the show, but I can't wait to hear her new shows." Oh, that's really sweet. Nice one, Kat. Bless. Sarah's new show is going to be amazing. It's going to be Mondays on Fubar with Maestro, 4 to 6 p.m. It's going to be a hip-hop show. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. Whole lots of fun. Here we go. Got a couple more. Are you taking the pisses? All right. Now, fucking Big Rog.
Rog. Not even right, it's fucking Rog. Rog with a G. Rog and Basildon. He says, why can't I find a nice jacket with a hood? Don't want a goddamn coat!
Are you taking the piss?
Fucking shit, fuck! I totally feel you, big Rog. The fuck's a Rog? I want Rog to hook up with Juicy Princess. It's gonna be fucking amazing. Tessa. Tessa in Brixton. Oh, she's so angry. Fuck! She says, I'm so pissed off. I seem to be allergic to possums. And I really fucking wanted a possum!
Are you taking the piss?
Shit, fucking. Gah! I feel good. I feel pretty good after that. All right, going to go to a song real quick. And then after that, got some amazing shout-outs for Sarah Love. It is her last show if you've just joined us. It's going to be real, real sweet. It's coming up after Kendrick. All right, on FUBAR with Hugh Hugh and Hugh 2. Is everyone else's... Oh, wait! Fucking, you're taking the piss, guys.
Like, yeah. Bad trips like, yeah. Nazareth, I'm fucked up, homie, you fucked up. But if God got us, then we gon' be all right. And when I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamasa be looking at you from the face down. My Mac 11 even room with the bass down. Skimming, and let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in the twilight. With pretty pussy and Benjamin is the highlight. I tell my mama I love her, but this what I like, Lord knows. 20 of them in my Chevy, tell them all to come and get me. Reaping everything I sow. So my karma come in heaven, no preliminary hearings on my record. I'm a motherfucking case, stand silence for the record. Tell the world I know it's too late. Boys and girls, I think I'm going great. Trying to slide my faces all day. Won't you please believe when I say, when you know we've been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po, when the killer's dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright.
Right, nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
What you want? You a house, you a car, 40 acres and a mule, a piano, a guitar, anything. See, my name is Lucy. I'm your dog. Motherfucker, you can live at the mall. I can see the evil, I can tell it. I know it's illegal. I don't think about it. I deposit every other zero. Thinking of my partner. Put the candy, painting on a Rico. Digging in my pocket. In the profit, big enough to feed you. Every day my logic. Get another data just to keep you in the presence of your Chico. I don't talk about it, be about it. Every day I seek you. If I got it, then you know you got it. Heaven, I can reach you. Pet dog, pet dog, pet dog, my dog, that's all. Pick back and chat, I trap the back for y'all. I rap, I black on tracks, so rest assured. My rights, my wrongs, I write till I'm right with God. When you know, we been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga,
it's Kendrick Lamar, FUBAR Radio, Sarah Hugh and Dr. Sarah Love. And Doc Brown both away today. And probably together. I'm just assuming, laughing behind my back going, how hard is that going to be for him just doing a show by himself? What a dick. But it hasn't been that hard. It's actually been heaps of fun. And that's been directly because of you guys, because you've been hitting us up heaps on Twitter and emailing as well. So I really, really appreciate it. I've had a really, really fun show. Now, if you have literally just joined us or you haven't caught just yet, today is the last ever Sarah Hugh and Doc 2 show. Sarah Love is leaving. As of next week, she's going to be doing her own brand new hip-hop show, just purely hip-hop. It's going to be starting next Monday, 4 to 6 p.m. with a legendary MC Maestro, who we're all big fans of course. So what I wanted to do here, and also, sorry, I should say, me and Doc are starting a brand new show. It's going to be super fun. It's going to be crazy, all-encompassing, everything to do with the UK and abroad. And that it will stay right here at 4 to 6 p.m. every Tuesday. But what I wanted to do right now, because it is Sarah's last show. It's quite an emotional thing. Goodbye, my lover. What? Hang on. Goodbye, Sarah Love. It's your last show today with Sarah Hugh and Doc 2. Got some beautiful messages here from some world famous celebrities like Pete from Pimlico.
Yeah, hi, this is Pete from Pimlico. I'm sorry to hear that they've sacked you.
from your show and they're giving you another show pretending it's all right. I knew they was ganging up on you. I've felt it over the last few weeks. But anyway, I'm going to be on both shows. Hopefully you let me on your show, maybe do some freestyling with you. Yeah, and the other thing is, I always thought you was the fittest one out of the three of you. So if you're ever around, like maybe Tuesday tea time, we'll go out and get some food in it, you know, and then see what happens from there, you know, take it from there nice and steady, you know. Yeah, I heard, Michael Caine, you know, your fellow DJ, you got a bit of a foot fetish, and he says you got a nice one, so...
Oh, bloody Pete from Pimlico! Pete from Pimlico, what the...
Have a quick look at him.
Absolutely not. No, absolutely not. No, look at that. There's no one that can talk about Michael Caine's foot fetish better than...
Hey, Sarah.
Michael Caine.
Really sad that you're leaving the, Hugh Doc and Sarah 2 show, or Sarah Doc and Hugh 2, or... Yeah, whatever it's called. Could you just, like, leave a pair of shoes behind? And maybe a pair of socks as well. And, like, maybe just, like, a picture of your feet. Like, close up, all angles. Cheers.
Oh, have another bong.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's
yes,
Johnsy D.
Yes, Sarah Love. This is Johnsy D reporting live from the Harlem Apollo in, yeah, New York City, where we just smashed it with Breaking Convention. Sorry I couldn't be there for your show today, but I know you and Doc Brown have got it locked down. But yeah, man, it's the end of the show. Well, all I can say is that you better put me on for the new show with you and Maestro, which I know is just going to be fire. Anyway, big up on yourself. Looking forward to connecting with you back in London. Peace and love.
Amazing stuff. We also had some messages from some love getting sent through from Maestro and also Homeboy Sandman. All shouting out Sarah. It's been such a treat, Sarah Love. She's not here today, but she's been so amazing on the show. And make sure you listen to her brand new show starting Monday with Maestro, 4 to 6 right here. And then me and Doc will be back Tuesdays. As ever. Thanks so much for everything today, guys. It's been so much fun. Absolutely had a ball. And we'll see you next week for all the new shows.